earlier in the programme from some listeners who have little or nothing to do with it. Sue Leaney is another. She's 73 from Fishguard in Pembrokeshire. Welcome to the programme. Why do you choose to have nothing to do with the World Wide Web?
For very similar reasons that have been given in all these very good letters. It's very reassuring to know that I'm not
You're
on
not
my
alone,
own.
Yeah.
I live in a wonderful little town. There's good shops, post offices, bookshops, community cinema, library, the sea on the other side of my house. I quite honestly find computers pretty boring in my circumstances. Wonderful things for business, wonderful servants, but I think probably very bad masters.
Is there any aspect of it that might appeal to you?
Not really, no.
And do you think you're missing anything?
No, I'm sure I'm not.
What about, do you see other people who are maybe too engrossed in what it can do?
Oh yes, I think a lot of people are very engrossed, and I think it's quite a dangerous thing for youngsters, because youngsters are quite vulnerable, and obviously they can be groomed, they can be bullied, and a lot of women have been threatened as well, and I think probably the World Wide Web has opened up something of a Pandora's box in that respect, and that I find quite frightening. Also the aspect of security, which I'm free of because I just don't enter into it.
You don't sound like you're persuadable at all, Sue.
I'm not at all persuadable. I'm perfectly happy as I am.
Let's see if we... I'm going to have one go at this, if you just have a listen to this, because Rory Kethlin-Jones is our technology correspondent. He's always got a smartphone in his hand, and we asked him to keep an audio diary for us yesterday, tracking every time he made use of the World Wide Web. Have a listen, Sue, to just how much Rory uses the web and see if any of this appeals.
It's an ungodly hour before 6 a.m. and the first thing I've done is look at Twitter, and I'm now checking the BBC website for any overnight news. Of course, I am making a cup of tea too. I'm now on my way to the station to catch my train. I'm just checking an app on my smartphone to find out if the train is late. That, of course, is an app. It's not the actual web, but it's gathering data from the internet. Looks like my train's a bit late, but not too bad.
0811 Heathrow Connect, service to London Paddington.
So I'm now sitting in front of my computer at work with a web browser open and an awful lot of tabs where I check Twitter and Google Documents, where I store all sorts of things that are kept safely, I hope, in the cloud. Just going to set to work on one of those documents. And my neighbour, Jonty Bloom, is looking at me with some bemusement. I've now left the office and I'm on my way to Gatwick Airport. Before I left, I Googled to find which terminal I'd need, and I'm now checking a train app to discover what time the Gatwick Express goes. Just passing the journey with something I downloaded in advance.
Episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Well, I've made it as far as Gatwick. I've been surfing rather a lot, catching up with a lot of breaking news. I've been online most of the time. I'm still online on the airport Wi-Fi. I thought of checking my bank balance, then decided that was not a safe thing to do on public Wi-Fi. The really bad thing, though, is I'm about to have to turn it all off and get on a plane.
Gentlemen, a very warm welcome on board from your cabin crew. My name is Faye, and together with Christine, we are here primarily for your safety. And in a few moments, we'll be taking...
Well, I've reached my final destination, a Guernsey hotel. I'm here for a conference about being digital, actually. Now, PM asked me to keep a running total today of all my internet interactions, and I failed. There's just been too many to count. And here's my very last one. I'm using the hotel Wi-Fi and a BBC website to upload this back to New Broadcasting House. Here I go. It's on its way. Has it got there yet?
Yep, loud and clear. Thanks very much, Rory. Sue, what about that? Does that sound like a wondrous world of excitement?
I'm just so glad it's not compulsory.
But seriously, would none of that be of any help to you? What about knowing when your plane's late? Or no, your bus, even.
Well, I've got a bus timetable. Well, you just wait at the bus stop and talk to people until the bus comes. You see, I love talking to people, so that wouldn't worry me. I think it's an age thing, don't you?
In some cases, we've also had lots of letters from people in their 80s and 90s who are mad keen on the World Wide Web.
Oh, there are the silver surfers, I know. And there are also those who've tried and given it up, and those of us who really are not interested. You know, I think a lot of those letters showed up that it is, quite a lot of it is an age thing. We weren't brought up with computers. We were brought up with the radio and the telephone, and those are second nature to us, but computers take a bit of learning.
Did you feel a bit sorry for Rory?
I did. It sounds like hard work. Best of luck to him.
Sue, very nice to talk to you, and thank you for writing to us in the first place. Sue Leaney, you can write to us on this subject. Our address is PM